17-year-old Nora Tsingwa, who says she is an orphan, told this program that a man impregnated her at the age of 16 years and refused to take care of her and the baby.
A man deceived me and I accept him. I lost my virginity to him together with pregnancy. My mother called for him, but he refused to come. I dropped out of school because of this pregnancy. No one took care of me except my poor mother, who struggles to buy something for the baby.
Tsingwa says since her pregnancy, her life changed and she has to join her mother by the roadside to sell bread for survival. Tutu Sasa is Nora Tsingwa's madam. She says the government should punish men who impregnate young girls.
Such people are the ones spoiling this country, because that child he had spoiled to study, maybe the child could be the one to develop this country. If those criminals are handled well, sometimes high rate of early pregnancy will reduce.
Kenneth Mohandis Manga is Director General of Western Equatoria State Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. He says his office is working to create awareness in communities about early pregnancies.
The ministry is also working hard so that they should at least get the minimum of how it can be reduced. The perpetrators are not putting into the law. Okay, sometimes they commit the crimes, they can even not appear to the police. Sometimes the case are not taken in accordance of where the perpetrator have to face justice. That's why now it is much raising up.
Manga says about 200 cases of underage murders were recorded this year. He says citizens in Yambia should use the proper channels to report such cases. Last year, a report by the non-profit Support Peace Development Initiative Organization placed Western Equatoria State as the state with the highest number of teenage marriages and pregnancies, followed by Eastern Equatoria State and Central Equatoria. South Sudan's legal age for marriage is 18 years. The United Nations Children's Agency UNICEF says South Sudan has the highest prevalences of child marriages. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Yambio, Western Equatoria State.